The decision by President Ramaphosa to deploy 2,900 Defence Force members to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo as part of the new SADC force is reckless, irrational, and must be reversed. Of particular concern is that Ramaphosa decided to authorize the deployment without timely informing Parliament of his intentions as required by the Constitution. Parliament's defence committees have not been officially alerted of this deployment and only becoming aware of it through the media. By refusing to be transparent, Ramaphosa could easily be hiding the real reason why he authorized the deployment, reasons that may have nothing to do with South Africa's national security. The reality is that the Defence Force does not have the capacity to effectively pursue an anti-insurgency campaign against the M23 rebels, and neither does it have the prime mission equipment to support the ground forces. For example, the Defence Force has no Rafale helicopters available, and the 5 Oryx in the DRC will likely be reduced to 2 during the course of the deployment. This deployment is one of the largest in our democratic era. It is madness to deploy a force of that size with inadequate or no support, especially air support and other resources. Without proper air cover, as well as transport and other air elements, the Defence Force troops will find it difficult to operate effectively. Besides the human lives that are at risk, the idea that 2 billion rand will be spent on this deployment is simply ridiculous and irresponsible. That money could have been better spent on upgrading the Defence Force's prime mission equipment and improving the logistical capacity of the military value chain. We simply cannot be weakening South Africa's defence capabilities at home to fight a war that has no strategic value to our country. The DA cannot support this reckless and inappropriate behaviour by the ANC government.